Okay, it's now time for more pages from the autobiography. 24 years at the tap end today with Maximus Aurelius on cymbal. Hit the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end.
The tap end.
Love Maximus.
Legend.
I like it that you let him loose on your theme tune.
It just felt right. And also, I want to get him in on the act, you know. If this is going to be a big, successful song, Maximus needs to be involved. Keep it in the family.
Is Maximus's birth going to be on one of the 24 years at the tap end episode?
It hasn't actually happened. You've not had a son.
I do forget that sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
You're talking like it was real. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so where are we at today?
I'm going to take you to my 12th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm keen.
What happens in the 12th year?
Well, it was a really important time in my life. It was my first day at my high school. So, you know, big in the game. Well,
so, wherever you are in the UK, sit back and relax and enjoy 24 years at the tap end. More pages from my friend Chris's autobiography.
Ready?
Ready. This was a very big day in my life.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Right. How do you know?
Just waiting.
This was a very, very big day in my life. And I had mixed emotions about it. I stood on the platform of Pinner Station, stood amongst a load of other kids, in box fresh Clark's black shoes and oversized backpacks. It was my first day at my high school, and I was one of about 50 people stood there waiting for the train to arrive. A load of the parents, including my mum, stood on the other side of the platform, unable to accept that we were growing up and could actually get the train to Watford without much going wrong. It was very much like the scene from Harry Potter at King's Cross Station, except of course with less wizards and not so much running at the walls. We all boarded the train, and as I looked out the window, I could see that my mum was a bit upset. I couldn't really see why. It took about 10 minutes on the train to get to Watford. It really wasn't that far. And anyway, I was more upset. I had told my mum that my blazer was too big. And looking around the train, I realised that I looked ridiculous.
And also, now you're 25, you still haven't mastered that.
What do you mean?
Every suit I see you in, every jacket, it's too big.
I think it's because I learnt at that age from my mum when buying suits and things like that.
Yeah, but I can see why your mum did it, because it would have been that whole thing of like trying to save money and you'll grow into it.
Mm.
Whereas now, I don't think you're going to grow anymore. Like, if
right.
you buy a suit now,
well, I'm not sure
it's
about
not
that,
like you're going to grow in...
When you see him wearing a suit, like a jacket, you can't see his hands. Ever.
Well, that's really awkward, because we went to that party after the Brits and I wore a jacket for that. What are you saying?
No hands.
Do you not even see a little fingers poking out at
Nothing.
The end?
Literally, the jacket completely obscures any finger.
Hang on.
You've got really short arms compared to your torso.
No, it's just the jacket's too big, always.
My arms are perfectly proportionate to my torso. I don't think I grew into that uniform for another 3 years. Before too long, we were lined up in our forms. I was in class 7F. I knew one other guy in my class who had been to my old school. We were led up to a room next to the school library, which was to be my form room for the next 2 years, and were greeted by our new form tutor, a short geography teacher called Mr. Eyre. He was a strict one, and made us each stand behind our chairs as he did the register. It was all a bit old school. We were each assigned a locker, which was my kingdom. I inherited a magazine of gentlemen's interest in this locker, which I would later have to deny responsibility for owning to an angry Mr. Eyre in one of those wrong place, wrong time situations.
A magazine of what?
I've worded it as a magazine of gentlemen's interest. I think we all know what I mean.
Okay.
I was fully prepared for
Hang a second, and you had to convince them that it wasn't yours?
Yeah, it got found. Because
this sounds like one of those lies, which if you tell yourself it's real,
yeah.
like years later, you're still believing it. So like at the time, he made up that it wasn't his. Mm. And then 10 years on, he's still having to say yeah. it was put there. I inherited it.
Well, what are you saying? I bought it with me on my first day of school.
You can tell us.
No, well, I obviously didn't.
Well, why did you keep it and not throw it away?
Because I just assumed my locker was my kingdom and it wouldn't be found in there. As in, where else am I going to put it? If it's in my locker, that's probably the best place for it to stay. Can't put it in my bag, can I?
Oh, well, no.
I can't put it on my desk.
You could have gone to the nearest rubbish bin and disposed of it.
Well, that would have been a risky strategy. I can't be walking around with it. You can't just put that in the bin because someone else will find it. And Mr. Air will say, well, why is that in the bin?
He's not going to fingerprint it, is he?
Why is he going through the bin looking for gentlemen's magazines?
Anyway, I thought my locker was my kingdom. And what actually happened? My kingdom was invaded. I was fully prepared for my first day at school. All the stationery had been bought, including all sorts of mathematical equipment. And box fresh PE kit, all of which I emptied into my locker. I was school ready, and the first morning was spent in a couple of assemblies and doing admin with my form tutor. I was excited, but really missing my old school. I had my first lesson that afternoon, and it was there I met a couple of lads that would later become good friends, Sam and James. It was a history lesson, but wasn't really proper work. We were all given a small green book that we were to keep on us at all times. It had my timetable in, a diary of all the events that term, and a list of names of all the teachers. Our history teacher that afternoon was called Mr. G.W. Anker, a name that I didn't realise would be funny until the following year or so. Some of our school teachers had some amazing names, as well as Mr. G.W. Anker. We had a hussy, who is a legend, and a shepherd, from what I remember.
And a shepherd?
I always just found it amusing. I don't know why.
He even paused to laugh at himself then. And a shepherd.
That teacher must have known what he was doing.
What?
Because you could easily just call yourself Mr. Anker. Like, to put the initials in, he knows.
I always thought it was unnecessary as
really
well,
unnecessary.
But it was in the school diary. Did you have any funny teacher names? Everyone has.
Mr. Longman.
Longman.
Yeah.
I had a Mrs. Brush.
Yeah.
That's funny, is it?
I like it. In year seven, that would have been hilarious.
She is quite funny when you're in year seven.
The first day went quickly, and the bell rang on my final lesson of the day. My mum had planned the times of the trains home from Watford to Pinner. There was a 3:27 train that meant a small sprint to the station, or the 3:41, which are allowed for a walking pace. For some reason, first years run everywhere in groups. I used to take the mick out of them for it, but I was the same. First years would all have backpacks that were too big for them and looked like shells, and generally run everywhere in groups. They were like little swarms.
Yeah, we did that.
You know what I mean? Because they're all mini, aren't they? Mm. Like really mini. Oversized clothes, big backpacks, and they just sort of run everywhere.
Like sheep.
Yeah, they are like sheep, yeah.
When have you seen a
sheep
in
a
backpack?
Backpack, yeah.
When?
We haven't, but they're like sheep in every way apart from the backpack.
Pugs in backpacks are a good one.
No. Have you looked that up?
Someone sent me one the other day, I was like, yes.
What's a pug in a backpack?
A dog.
Oh, right.
He was on his first day at school.
Hmm. We all decided we were going to run for the 3:27 train, a decision that I would regret for my entire time at school. I sprinted down the stairs from the room we were having our history lesson in and rounded the corner of the Year 8 quad. I couldn't have timed it any worse, as right at that moment my new head teacher, Mr. Holman, walked round the corner. I ran head down straight into my head teacher's crotch. He let out a loud roar as I sent him to his knees and me backwards landing on my massive backpack. As I attempted to rewrite myself, the gravity of the situation hit me. It was not an ideal start to my school life. My head teacher said little and walked away. I never got in trouble for it, but I kept out his way for the next year at school. He left a year later, which was lucky for me. I was, however, called Ballsface by my colleagues for the first couple of months at school, which at the time I took quite personally. My advice to new people starting school is go with your instincts when it comes to the size of blazer that your mum wants to buy you and avoid your head teacher's crotch on the first day. Stick with that advice and you'll be fine.
Wise words.
I I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.